Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Spadaro, and today I'm joined by Eagles president Don Smolenski, who talks about the second phase of the Lincoln Financial Field revitalization. And Don, I know that football is a long ways away, but a lot of big things happening across the street.
Yeah, you know, Dave, as soon as the season ended, we started work on phase two of the revitalization. And I was over there last week, and there is a lot of work going on, but we're excited for it.
All right, so let's talk about some of the changes. What are the major changes that fans will recognize inside the bowl?
Well, there's two significant changes that we're going to be working on this summer. The first we announced last week in a partnership with Panasonic related to the audiovisual experience and the installation of the two 10-millimeter HD video boards, which will be the highest resolution video boards in the NFL. In addition to ribbon boards and HD TVs. And that work will start probably in the next 6 weeks and go right through all of summer. The second most significant part, it will be the changes to our seating bowl configuration, where we're actually adding additional seating sections in the northeast and the southwest corner, as well as in the northwest corner.
So how many seats are we talking about, and how will this affect season ticket members?
So overall, we're going to add about 1,600 seats to the seating bowl, and it will have probably a small impact on most season ticket members.
Don, this sounds like a very involved process. I'm a season ticket member. I want to get going on this very quickly. What are my time frames here?
Well, as you can imagine, it's a puzzle. It's a very big puzzle. And you're moving people around, and as you move people around, more seats free up and more become available. So it's going to be a very time-consuming process. It's why we wanted to begin as soon as we could. And we're going to start today, and our ticket office is going to start reaching out to season ticket members. But it's going to be a process that takes several months. And our ticket office is going to be working on it, you know, right through March, April, May, and you know, and depending on how quickly they can get through it, buddy, you know, people should expect patients will reach out to them and share more information as we go along the way. But this is something that's going to take us through the spring and into the summer for sure. But we're going to get it all wrapped up in time to get everybody their tickets. And ultimately, as we get through it, we will have 1,600 new seats to sell that we're going to sell to a combination of existing season ticket members as well as our season ticket member waiting list.
So is there an SBL involved? And if there is a stadium builder's license involved, how does that work? What does that mean?
So when we opened the building, we sold in an agreement with the city, we had the opportunity to sell 29,000 stadium builder's license for seats in the lower bowl. We have about 700 licenses that are remaining, and the season tickets seats that will be added in the lower bowl will have a seat license associated with them. And so we will sell those seat licenses to those season ticket members who, since we opened the building, haven't expressed a desire to either relocate and or there'll be an opportunity for season ticket members in the upper bowl to move down into the lower bowl.
About the SBLs, Don, how are they priced? And you say that this is open to season ticket members as well as those on the waiting list?
No, the seat licenses seats will only be available to season ticket members. There's so few that there's just not enough to probably get to through the request that we have on file from season ticket members to be able to go to our waiting list. But from a pricing perspective, you know, the seat licenses had a price that we established and sold them for back in 2001, 2002. The seat licenses have appreciated in value over time. And so in researching the marketplace, we've priced the seat builders' licenses to have a more current value. But that value is less than the current market value. So there is the inherent value in those seat licenses is still there.
I'm a season ticket member. I want to relocate. How do I do it?
So if you go to, you can do one of two things. You can reach out and call the ticket office, or you can go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com, and we will have a request form on there that season ticket members can fill out with their information and their specific request, and we'll put it in the queue, and we'll try to do what we can to accommodate as many as we can.
Don, it's also been announced that there's a rescaling of some ticket prices. Can you talk about how that's been determined and the thought process there?
You know, took the opportunity to kind of take a step back and look at how the Seating Bowl had been priced. And, you know, that was based on researching certainly how other NFL buildings are scaled, as well as how other professional sports teams have scaled their buildings, in addition to fan feedback and the marketplace in terms of what tickets are most popular and what the value of those tickets are. So all of that went into kind of making some adjustments to the Seating Bowl. Approximately 50% of the season ticket members will see an increase in their prices, and about 50% will see their prices remain the same, or in some cases they'll see a slight decrease.
Don, what do you expect a fan's reaction to be when they walk into Lincoln Financial Field next season?
I think when they come through the gates and up the steps into the Seating Bowl, I think it's going to be very visual. The changes are going to be very noticeable, and they're going to be blown away by those corners, the size of them, and how they close in the bowl and make Lincoln Financial Field even more intimate than it already is. Second, I think when they see the video boards and the brightness and the clarity and just how sharp they are, that it's going to pop and it's going to be another wow factor for them. And then I think, you know, certainly for season ticket members who sit in the mid-level or in the upper deck, that they realize that now they can go from the west side to the east side and the east side from the west side because of the two pedestrian bridges that we're adding. Now they can navigate without having to come down and around and back up, that all of those changes will be very noticeable to them.
Thanks, Don.
Thanks, Dave.